I was given a choice on whether I wanted to talk about his mercy or his judgment. I chose mercy. Little did I realize how much there was. If you would open your Bibles to Luke 6, verses 35 and 36. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the Highest, for He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. And switch to Matthew 17, verses 14 through 18. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. We just read two passages that show that both the Father and the Son have mercy toward us. So, what is mercy? Mercy appears 209 times in the Bible, 61 times in Psalms alone. That's an average of about one per every three Psalms. The word mercy seat is an interesting phrase, and it talks about the presence of God on the Ark of the Covenant. His location was the mercy seat, a place where you go to get mercy. Thorndike Barnhart, one of my favorite old-fashioned dictionaries, said mercy defines it as more kindness than justice requires. A Bible dictionary that I was looking through defines mercy as compassion, love, sympathy, deep caring, forgiveness, giving or receiving care when it isn't deserved. Mercy may withhold or ease expected punishment. Finally, my favorite definition ended up coming from the internet. I couldn't believe it. It said, God's compassionate, undeserved kindness that withholds the punishment humanity deserves for sin. Here's one of my favorite lines. It says, it is a core attribute of God, often compared with steadfast love, demonstrated through God's forgiveness, compassion, and here's another part I liked, and action to relieve suffering. Mercy requires action. It's not just having sympathy for somebody. It's taking action to relieve that sympathy. Well, how is mercy different from grace? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Ephesians chapter 2. Verses 4 and 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Mercy, then, is God not giving us what we do deserve, eternal punishment. Grace is God giving us something we do not deserve, eternity with God in heaven. Some people make a difference there. Other people just choose to use the words interchangeably. I don't think it matters, but I think there can be a fine line made. Some different examples of mercy throughout the Bible, which, by the way, there's way more than this, but this is all I can do. The Ninevites, if you remember with Jonah, King Manasseh, the prodigal son, soldiers at the cross, Epaphroditus, Paul, the adulterous woman, Jesus to the crowds. He couldn't leave them go hungry. Joseph from Genesis in the Old Testament. And finally, all of us. Titus 3:5. If you open to Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. This is an interesting passage because I talked earlier about the Father and the Son having mercy on us. And here we have the Holy Spirit showing us mercy at the renewing of baptism, or the renewing that happens at baptism. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all show mercy towards us. In conclusion, as Christians, we need to exhibit mercy in our everyday lives. We are followers of Christ. We have put on Christ. As Jesus is merciful, so must we be. Jesus commands this in Luke 6:36, which we already read. A church without agape love will not stand, and mercy is a significant aspect of that love. If we want the Knollwood Church to be a shining light in a world of darkness, we must be showing mercy in our lives with each other, our co-workers, our neighbors, our friends, and especially our enemies. Thank you very much.